It's time to get a little less serious about wrestling.
ACT, it's on the go. Mitch and Dimitri on the show. Do the best to get you off your feet. Whoa!
Let me tell you something. This has gotten out of control. GW Joe coming in now. I can't be left alone. Everywhere I turn, it's Cody this, Cody that.
I usually start the show high tempo, lots of energy, ready to get going. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it's dusty in the studio. I don't know if these tears are for what they're from. But ladies and gentlemen,
right,
GW Joe, if he ever has an instrument that he plays, it's heartstrings, my friend. Thank you very much for putting that on. Hey, man, we truly appreciate it. That was actually really good. We appreciate that you listen. We appreciate all the love. We appreciate all of you that are tuning in to listen to the alternate commentary table right here on the McGuire on Wrestling podcast feed. And where can you find us? And where can you tell anyone else to come find us, whether it's our show or whether it's Mike's show? Anywhere where you're streaming your podcast, just look for McGuire on Wrestling. Look, you also want to look for Team MOW.
That's right.
That's where a lot of this stuff is happening,
that's
you
where it's
guys.
All happening.
This is the action within the action. Look, yeah, the action's in the ring, but Team MOW on the Facebook page, that's the stands.
That's it.
That is the other side of the railing that Mitch talks about.
Exactly.
That is where the alternate commentary table is really, really happening. The other thing we'd like you to do is, well, search for the merch, McGuireShow.com. I'm wearing Mitch's Chair Shot shirt as we speak.
I'm wearing the Greek World Order shirt as we speak.
That's right. And we have all the love and we have all the support. And thank you very much again for everyone tuning in. Mitch, how you doing, partner?
I'm good,
what's
buddy.
Happening?
I'm good. Last week's episode was a fun one. And you know what? You know what I know we did? I feel like, you know, each and every week we're getting a little bit better. We're finding our groove with the
people.
Oh,
we peaked.
And I feel like last week we did peak. And you know why I know? Because Sean Burkhead said we peaked. He said, hey, I like these guys. They're pretty good.
I'm going to tell you right now, I was just going to give him the shout out as well. I really appreciate the comments. And that's, you know, that comment right there where you said, Sean, appreciate the love is exactly the idea of what the show is all to be about.
Right.
We're just fans.
Yeah.
We just want to have a good time. We just want to do it. But we were riding high.
We're riding high. Well, you know what? We think we're riding high. The person that's riding the highest is Cody Rhodes. Okay, listen. It's been 2 weeks. It's been 2 freaking weeks. Let it go. Oh. It's over. I can't handle this anymore.
Oh, it's great.
I'm seeing wedding parties. Groom and bride walking with championship belts to Cody's theme music. I see Mickey Mouse. I got GW Joe sending me signals. And then I see Cody on Monday Night Raw. I see him on the SmackDown coming in. I'm the champion. And by the way, now he's going to take on AJ Styles. That's your main event? Tell me when I'm telling lies that Mitch, they had nothing. They had nothing ready.
He's just starting.
It. The daydreamers are right where I thought they would be, in the corner crying, going, what do we do now?
No, you know what you sound like? You sound like someone from the Food Channel that is trying to over-critique the food right now. Like, if someone's giving you a masterpiece,
right,
and you're literally just finding critiques for
it. It's a little
you're
salty.
You're a food critic.
It's a little salty.
You know, I would have gone with a little more crunch just
that's
to
right.
elevate the texture.
Couldn't agree
blah,
more.
Blah, blah.
No. I
need
like
some crunch.
Hey, if there's anything that what you just said, the social medias, the Mickey Mouse in Disneyland, the weddings, the this, the that, everything that you're talking about, the timing is right. And he's ready. And everyone has embraced him, Mitch. You know it. I know it. They all know
it. I'll tell you why everyone's embracing him. It's because we're tired of being Jeff. It's after a while, you're just like, all right. Do what you got to. Okay. Like, how much more? The more you fight it, what I've realized is the more I fight this, the more I get mad, the more I'm getting. Like, it's my own fault. That animosity
exactly.
here in my voice is because
exactly.
I won't accept it. I won't do it. I can't handle this anymore. Just get in the ring, Cody. Fight and start something. I can't keep watching you come out in your 3-piece suits yeah. every minute to tell me the same
nice
thing
suit.
All the time.
Don't get sick of hearing it. He needs to remind the people. I will agree with you on this. They need to start getting him into some matches to defend. But relax with the AJ Styles for a second. He's got to fight. He's got to start somewhere. He's just defending right now. What are you? Hold on.
Thank God. It's AJ Styles. If it was LA Knight, I would have lost my freaking mind.
Buddy,
I would have lost my freaking mind.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Part of me was like, please, God, I don't ask for much. Well, I do.
You do
but if I can ask for one more that I ask on top of it, could we have a year-long LA Knight Cody Rhodes feud? Like 1 year long. And then I would, like where Daddy bought Kostaki, the Cody Rhodes,
right.
I think I'm going to get him an LA Knight vest. And then that would just be amazing. And then at that point, I would reveal that I'm his real father.
Oh, my God.
Okay, listen. You're upset.
Right.
You're upset. I could see you.
Yeah.
Guys, listen. ACT Faithful, GWO, listen. He's not looking good.
I'm more upset about my son being a Cody Rhodes fan than Dimitri maybe being his father. I'm more mad about that than anything else.
Can I make you happy?
Sure.
Can I put a smile on your face?
Go ahead.
I've been biting my tongue.
About what? What'd you do?
I got something for you. Well, I don't got something
you
for
you. You got something for me.
There's something for you.
Okay.
So. Tamara, and for all of you that don't know, Tamara is my wife. It's spelled Tamara, but of course we're ethnic, so we have to say with a little gusto.
A little rolling of the R.
It's Tamara.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tamara says to me, she goes, listen, I know Father's Day is not till June.
Right.
She goes, but I couldn't help it. I had to get you something. The thing is we share finances in the credit card. She said, you're going to see it anyways. And I've already emailed it to you. So just go look.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day. But no one thing, she goes, the thing that I got you is actually not just for you.
Right.
It's for you and your boy, Mitch.
What?
I go, what? What'd I go, hold on a sec. So if I'm Kostaki's father,
then that means
is Mitch Calliope's father?
Listen, eye for an eye. I didn't know how to break it to
listen,
you.
Listen, well, you know, well, eye for an eye is right. Listen, so I'm like, okay. I'm like, fine. You're already wearing the chair shot shirts. I go, what's the matter with you? So Mitch, I go in.
Yeah.
I see it.
Okay.
It's there.
What is it?
Let me tell you what it is. Apparently, September 9th in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Yeah.
WWE.
That's right.
Is coming to town.
Raw.
She got you and me tickets to Monday Night Raw.
Get the
I waited for the ACT reveal. My friend, I'm taking you to Raw.
That is so nice. Now I got to get Katerina, my wife, to buy you something for Father's Day.
It's the only way that it works out.
Oh, Tamara, thank you so very much. That's so kind of you.
And that cool?
And can I just say, now, you thought we were crazy then. Wait until you get us to a live event. We're the two Greek guys in the back with the signs. We might rush the ring like the Shield.
We might do it.
We're going to do it.
We're going to be wearing our merch. I'm thinking we get a backpack of merch and just set up like a table.
Right next to theirs so they think we're the same.
We'll just say we're with R-Truth.
Yeah, we're daddy.
We're daddy. Yeah,
we use daddy.
Who are you? Daddy.
Mike McGuire.
Yeah. Who are you? Joe Aguinaldo.
You've been abolished from this event? Well, I'm sorry to hear that. As Mike McGuire.
And then we'll leave.
And then we'll leave.
And then we'll circle back.
Back in.
Who are you? Mitch and Dimitri.
Yeah.
Can I check some IDs? Yeah, checks out. Go. Jeez, you look like these other guys. Anyways, just wanted to.
Buddy, thank you so much.
That's huge.
That is huge.
Buddy,
news.
ACT live.
Live?
What are we going to do?
I don't know. I might faint. I don't know. I don't know.
And here's what's even better.
Yeah.
The draft is coming up.
I know.
I think you and I both know that Cody Rhodes is going to SmackDown, at least I assume.
That's probably.
So Monday Night Raw is going to be sans Rhodes.
This is best news ever.
That's what I'm thinking.
Now we're on to something.
Yeah.
All right. You know what else it's on? Unfortunately, that's the way Raw starts, and we'll start this episode. First, again, thank you, Tamara and Dimitri. That's very sweet of both of you. I'm so pumped. This is great.
It's amazing.
Rhea Ripley. You know what? I'm a little sad. After that epic WrestleMania fight with Becky Lynch, now Becky's taking a little hiatus. She's relaxing, doing her thing with Seth because the poor guy's broken. Now we got no woman's champion. Rhea Ripley hurt. Liv Morgan's probably more to blame on this, but what do we do here?
Listen, I was thinking about it, and look, of course it upsets me because I'm like, let's see this run. Let's get going. You just got off WrestleMania. But in a weird way, it's kind of nice because she's never going to actually have lost the championship. It gives a reason for some new storylines and things to kind of change it up.
Yeah.
And she just gets to come back and reclaim it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, though? Can I tell you something? The reclaiming of belts, it's a great way to get back in as the number one contender and get your match. But it never worked. Even in the UFC, I'm never a big fan of it.
That interim belt?
That interim belt, I agree. It sucks. Stupid. It's kind of, it really is a ribbon. You know what I mean? Like, Noah, you either have the belt or you don't have the belt. But Mitch, it's really not
that
hard.
The other thing, too, is I was thinking, if she's actually going to be out for 2 months, like, they can't come up with something within 2 months to just keep it on, be like, when I come back.
Right, right.
That's the only thing.
I agree with that. But at the same time, I mean, you know what? We are thirsty. And I mean, I started with the beginning of the show. We need these guys. I mean, if WrestleMania is the Super Bowl, you want the start of the season, if that's what it kind of is, to start off on the right foot. And you don't want your champions on the sidelines. You got to do something. So, you know, your Aaron Rodgers pulls his, rips his Achilles. Hey, you got to put in Zach Wilson. It is what it is.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
Fair
and so
point.
In this case, I like the Liv Morgan. You know what? She's got the look. She's got the moxie. She's got that little attitude. She's good on the mic. She might be a good little candidate. I mean, Nia Jax, I think everyone is saying she'll probably just now slot right in. But I like the live. I like Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan, I like her too. I like that kind of heelish thing she's got going on. I think it works for her.
Oh, yeah. I like it a lot.
Oh, gee.
I like it a lot. You know, speaking of heels, that he's been a heel. He's been the good guy. He's been the heel. He's been the good guy. And he's back. It's Sheamus. Now, you know us. We've been pumping it for weeks. I like the Sheamus. Always have. I do find him a little chalky, a little white. I mean, that's just my thing, and it's not his
fault. It's not a knock. It's just Mitch's observation.
It's just I can't help but stare at him because of how pale he is. However.
Guys, we're olive tone. We're Greek.
Yeah.
This is different for us.
Exactly. It's it's really something for us to see. And so when we see that he's a muscular guy, too, it just, you know, it adds more. Well, he hurt himself in last year, so he's been out for a little while, and he comes back and, listen. You know me, I peruse the Nets. And the Nets weren't super nice, and I don't know if we're going to be.
The Nets weren't super nice? He wasn't super nice to himself.
Yeah, man. He let himself go. For a guy that's known as a, you know, a champion athletically, he didn't show up in your best suit that day.
Mitch, hold on a second. You know, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
We all have a great perception of ourselves, right?
Right.
You know, and we got vacations planned, and you say, you know what, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to hit the pool. And in my head, I think I'm a Greek Adonis.
Right.
I've never really seen myself outside of myself, but I just did.
Yeah.
And oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh, my perception of myself is flawed. Mitch, hold on a second.
Sure.
You're back after so long.
Yeah.
This is the big reveal. Like, what did Edge do to you?
Well, exactly.
What did he do
What
to
happened,
you?
Man? And you know what? I hate to say this. He doesn't have a good excuse. He has his own YouTube channel where he does fitness stuff. And then secondly, RKO, Randy Orton. AJ Styles, even the tribal chief himself, Roman Reigns, they've looked great, better than they've ever looked over the last few years. Sheamus, I hate to tell you, the guy's in the back. He's there. That guy that we're talking about, he's there. You've been working out in the dark.
So this is what I think. I think all those guys went on his workout program.
Yeah.
And then he's like, listen, Sheamus is like, listen, fellas. It's going to work.
Yeah.
You just got to stay committed. Meanwhile, buddy over here is like, AJ Styles goes, guys, look what's going on over here.
Whoa.
Randy's like, get me on that. And it's almost like Sheamus is like, nah, I'm doing this the right way myself. And I'll show you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Listen, I mean, congrats on getting back. He had a good he had a good match. He was, you know, he's very exuberant after the match, celebrating Pat McAfee and everyone else there. But I don't know. I hate to say. Listen, I know people are going, well, Mitch, as though you're like much bigger than. This isn't about me. I'm not on TV taking my shirt off in front of thousands and millions of people. I'm just saying this is a guy known for it, his body, known for it. You can't just show up. I don't mind if you're. Guys, he was off. Let's just call it.
Guys, we just noticed it. It is what it is.
And it wasn't just me. I told you, the internets were thriving with this thing.
The first thing I messaged Mitch right away. I said it. Listen, and I agree with Mitch. I'm no Adonis either. I'm married. I've been happily married for years. I still leave the lights off.
Right.
Not for me, for her protection.
That's right.
Well, you think I get Monday Night Raw tickets because, you know, I'm chiseled? No. It's because I respect my lane.
That's right.
I don't wear a Speedo. I respect my lane. And if you want to say anything, be like, well, you guys are being too harsh, you're body shaming. We're allowed to.
We're fans.
And here's the thing. You're all thinking it too.
You know you are. We're just saying. But we know he's going to get into shape.
Yeah, it was funny. Maybe wait one more month.
One more month. You could have waited. It wasn't like they needed you back that fast. You know what I mean?
Hey, you guys think we're off? Ryan Garcia is fighting Devin Haney tonight as we speak. He weighed in 3.5 pounds over. Controversy there.
Boom.
Okay?
Well,
so when you're in a physique business,
that's it.
But you don't see a shaming Otis.
You know what?
But Otis never came out
with
a workout video.
Otis comes out ripped. We're all impressed. You know who's another good example is Gunther. Back in the day, Gunther was a big boy. Little sloppy, if you will.
Little dad.
Now he looks great, right?
That's right.
So we're all about giving the accolades, but we're going to give you some gears too if you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing.
I'm just saying, maybe come out in a t-shirt.
That's it. I'll give you a great example. Noticed.
Or how about this, WWE?
Yeah.
Sheamus, why don't we wait 2 more months? Like, what needed to happen right now?
I don't exactly. This is what I'm talking about. I'll tell you what it is. It's the Cody Rhodes problem again. They're like, bring everybody back. Get everyone back as soon as possible. We got to do something here.
Somehow this was Cody's fault. I knew you'd go there.
I know. And I'll tell you why I also know people don't like him. I'll tell you why. Cody Rhodes comes out on Monday Night Raw, and he's like, blah, 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 I'm the best, or whatever he's doing, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, who does he introduce? He introduces Yeet. Jey Uso to come out because he's going to take on Finn Balor, right? Come on in, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I want to be here in your corner. And then what does Jey say? He's like, don't worry about it. I'll take on 5 guys by myself. You go to the back. That's like inviting yourself to dinner going, hey, what are we having tonight?
That's funny because Sheamus was actually taking on 5 guys during the offseason. as well, it just he did it maybe with the fries.
That's right.
Yeah, but they both were taking. Yeah,
I'm just saying, Cody. It's pretty obvious that no one is on your side anymore. You got your belt. You got your story. Now leave me alone. Like Yeet literally goes, don't worry about it. I know 4 guys are going to interfere. I'm willing to take on that. Then talk to you for another 5 minutes.
Okay, the thing with Yeet Uso, that should just be his new name.
Yeah, it should be 100%.
With Yeet Uso, here's the thing. Doesn't he always look like he did something really bad backstage whenever he's like talking with someone? He's always like shaking his hands and looking away. Like it's almost like he murdered someone.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I got to go anyways, wrap it up, bye. speaking of Cody getting his belt, speaking of belts, thoughts on the new belts?
Oh, you know what? Way better. I was never a fan of the color red and blue and all that. And even the emblem, never liked them at all.
I didn't mind the emblem because we're Greek, so the Spartan helmets is cool. But you know what I loved on SmackDown?
Yeah.
The old school.
Those ones I like.
Yeah.
The minute I saw those belts, you know who came to my brain?
New Age Outlaws?
No. Actually, I went British Bulldogs.
That was my second one.
Yeah, British Bulldogs for some reason. Yeah, I really like those ones.
Yeah.
I really like it. What I also don't like, though, is all the different names, and I'm not even going to try them. Like the tag team wrestling champions and the tag team world, like their tag team championships belt. Just say SmackDown tag team championship belts, Raw tag teams championship
belts. Yeah, but see what they're saying. See, this is now the issue that I have with the draft because you can see what they're setting up for.
Right.
They went from Raw champion to Universal Champion, to this, they're getting away from the brand, but they're still doing the draft.
Yes, I know what you're saying. And I'm looking forward to the draft, and we'll talk about that in a quick second. Real quick, I mean, speaking of belts and moving around and different things, what about Solo? What are we doing with Solo here? Are you liking the Solo being kind of the interim boss? And that's the way I look at it. Roman goes, I'm on vacation, and then Final Boss goes, oh, I guess we booked at the exact same time.
Right.
What do we do? Who do we leave in the office? And they left Solo in charge. Now, I don't know if we talked about it last week. I can't remember. What he did to Jimmy was, in all honesty, he deserved it. After that match in WrestleMania, they needed to do. Jimmy needed to be fired. That's how you get your. In WWE way, that's your pink slip.
That's
what
right.
happened. Okay?
That's right.
Yep. So I'm okay with that. Do I like Solo, who went from not talking at all, like literally had maybe two lines in his entire career up until this week,
right,
to now running the microphone and taking it for Paul Heyman? I kind of like it.
Listen, I like the whole thing about it because the storyline's got to move on, right?
Right.
And this was the natural progression. But here's why it works. If it was just Solo doing it,
yeah,
that's one thing. But the fact that he brought in
Tamatanga.
The chimichurri is...
right. Tamatanga.
Tamatanga.
Yeah.
The fact that he brought in the Tamatanga chimichurri it works
right.
because he's got... Like, he was the enforcer.
That's right.
But now he brought his own enforcer.
He's got his own enforcer.
And they're ripping stuff up, and the Heyman's scared.
Right.
Reigns is nowhere to be found. This is, I like it. It's great. The only thing is, listen, please, for the love of God, everyone, I understand that if you want to come out and you say, listen, I'm going to be from wearing track pants,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a suit guy.
Right.
Be a suit guy.
Sure.
Tailor the suit, please. If you're trying to be respectable and it's still bunching up, you know, like at your ankles and it doesn't look fitted and you don't look like a suit guy, don't wear the suit.
I hear you.
Roman Reigns did it.
I mean, and if you're going to be the suit guy, is the taped thumb still a thing? Or do you maybe have to let it breathe like we've talked about in the past? You take it out.
Now,
see, suit and taped thumb again.
But hold on, Mitch.
Right.
If you tape the thumb, but maybe you have some like jewels on it, or maybe you have like a rhinestone or
bedazzle,
or it's now like shiny golden tape.
Right.
Now it works because you say, okay, like he's got to up the tape game. But that haircut, the suit looks like he just got it off the rack at Moore's.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with Moore's.
Nothing wrong.
Great price, great deal. I'm just saying they need to be tailored after the fact.
They got people in the back that can do that. I agree. But
that's it. That's where it's not, because when you're standing next to the Heyman.
Right.
That's a tailored suit.
Now, speaking of the Heyman, Heyman looks like he doesn't know what's going on. Every time he goes to call Roman, Solo keeps taking the phone away, if you've noticed.
Yeah.
In fact, breaks it on top of it. Like, first off, phones are not cheap. B,
no, they're not.
You really shouldn't be touching a man's phone. But my question is, who's Solo doing this for? Is it Roman just emailing him in encrypted messages going, hey, don't worry about Heyman, you do what I gotta do? Or is he getting his orders from somebody else? Or
what?
Is he going rogue?
What?
Maybe he saw things at WrestleMania. He's like, because how many times he set up Cody for the win, or pardon me, he knocked Cody out for Roman to win and he didn't. I noticed a little frustration he was
and
getting.
And when he's like, I am going to. That was, buddy, at that moment, you're like, okay. He's like, wait a sec, you can't finish the job. I finished the job.
Yeah.
I finished it.
Exactly. Real quick, I mean, I like to tell everyone when I'm right, I'm right. And it's actually quite fun. I mean, I've been right about the Cody thing. I've been right about a lot of things. And this week, The Rock, you know, he's not on wrestling anymore for a little while. He's taking a little break. But he did make a little video saying, hey, you know what? Just saying. Roman Reigns is great and all that stuff. But Seth Rollins, he was the MVP. I mean, I said it. Dimitri said it. It's kind of nice to know that we're all on the same wavelength.
Yeah, but he can't give...
We're all on the same wavelength.
Hold on, Mitch, hold on.
We're all on the same wavelength.
No, we're not. He can't give Cody Rhodes the props because he's feuding with him.
No.
That's...
It's not
down the line.
Let's call it a... You know what? I'll tell you. I think the one problem is after WrestleMania, everyone seemed to like take a break. You got Becky. You got Rhea now, who's gone. You got Seth gone. Roman's gone. Like, those are your four pretty big names gone all of a sudden.
I'm going to say.
Gunther. Where's Gunther? Five.
It's not right. We'll get to that intercontinental debacle.
Yeah,
Is it?
Next, yeah.
Amazing. So I'm going to say this, though. All jokes aside with Seth Rollins, he is, if Shawn Michaels was Mr. WrestleMania, he is the new Mr. WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He has taken it. The guy, you know what? The guy is just so good everywhere. And it's kind of a curse at the same time, too, because you can be good in any situation.
Agreed.
And that's, you know, so maybe he'll never have, like, the title reigns, like, that, let's say, like a John Cena or what Roman Reigns has done, because you could put him with any wrestler, and all of a sudden, it's like the match of the day.
True. 100%. One other thing I kind of noticed on the weekend, or during the week of wrestling, the Triple H coming out, giving those new belts. And now I want you guys all to apologize to me.
Mm.
I gave R-Truth his accolades going, you know what? At WrestleMania, you pulled off some good stuff. I liked it. On Monday night, when you were getting your belts, you completely wrecked everything.
What?
Your his cheese factor went through the roof. His joke went so bad, Triple H was trying to leave the ring. He's like, I got to go. This is horrible. I'm sorry. You guys can believe what you want. I think he got so tired of this horrible joke. He's like, Who are you?
The Tommaso Ciampa?
Come on. That's wasn't funny. The lead-up was horrible. Mitch. It was horrible.
Mitch.
I apologize. I want everyone to go to the MOW page and apologize to me for not being wrong about R-Truth. He's back on my bad list.
Zero
He's back
apologies.
On the list.
How you know, this is how does she live with you? How does she do it?
Quite well.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. I've never seen you.
I'm back on.
You're a piranha.
I'm back to R-Truth being cheese on top of cheese.
No, you're a piranha. I've never seen this before.
Oh, you'll see more of it as we keep going week to week. All right, let's get to the championship match. They're in Montreal. Listen, you know what? One of my favorite things in the world, Dimitri, is the ole, ole. Ole, 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 ole.
Yep.
I love it when they're doing it in soccer overseas.
Sure.
And the Montreal Canadian fans and the Montreal people, they do it beautifully. And the way Sami Zayn came into the arena, I fall for that stuff. I liked it. He's like, I was here 25 years ago. I was a fan. I came through this door. And today I'm coming through as the champion. Yeah. Loved it. A little bit of chills, I have to admit. I liked it. What I liked even more, and I kind of was mad at the end when they're like, when not that Sammy won, I didn't mind that he won. It was, oh, they're shaking hands again. Oh, here we go again. Everyone's back. And then?
Yes.
Yes. And you know what I kind of hope they do? A little Canada-USA thing. Just saying.
Kudos. What a great angle that would be.
That would be.
Canada-US. Look, this... I never really, like, I like the Alpha Academy, but I just realized, actually, I just like Chad Gable.
Yeah, agreed.
And in, something had the game break over here, right? Something had the game break. Here's the only thing that I'm wondering is you made this really big deal of Sami Zayn winning the title.
Yeah.
Right? From a guy who just broke the record and you can crown as the greatest IC champion of all time. Okay.
Yeah.
So one would think that Sammy's got to carry it at least for a little bit. But then you're right away starting a feud. And this is why I say you're wrong with Cody Rhodes. You got to jump
into
it.
Never wrong, man.
Always wrong. Yeah. Is that, okay, so what now? Is Sammy just going to lose the title in a couple months? Because now they're back on Gable on the IC train. Is he just going to keep losing? Like, what's in store here?
You know what? I totally understand. Like, for him to lose the belt after it being on somebody for so long would be a little weird, but maybe that's what it needs. See, all of these titles were being held for a really long time. That's why the Rhea thing's even catching us off guard, because we're like, well, I don't mind her having it for another year.
Maybe we're
not
spoiled.
A big deal. We are spoiled.
Yeah, yeah.
But because we've never seen it where all these champions had it for so long. Look, in the last couple of years, you had the Uso brothers holding the number of days, the tag team belts. You've got, obviously, Roman for 3 years, you know, holding the belt. Yeah. Rhea's had it for a year and a bit, and Gunther having it for 666 days. So we aren't used to this idea of it going to be flipped, but it's not the worst idea. Look, Sammy got what he wanted. If I'm Triple H now and I go, listen, Sammy, you're going to lose the belt at Backlash or you're going to lose it at the next pay-per-view, I'm okay with it. He got his Montreal entrance. He got the belt at WrestleMania. What are, you know, not to say that he wouldn't carry the belt better than Chad. It's like, you know what? We got to keep these fans on their toes. We got to keep them on their toes. And this is maybe the way to do it. And Chad deserves it. I mean, we were all cheering technically more for a Chad win and Chad to be at WrestleMania than we were for Sami Zayn to be there. So it's not the worst idea, but I want this feud. I need this feud.
Yes, I do. I do. I love the Gable, man. I love him.
I like that he snapped. And he looks like that kind of guy that would snap.
Yeah, he would. Yeah. You know what he needs now? He needs to like just smash Tozawa.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Because
like, or shave his head and start drinking milk. Wait a minute.
What?
I mean, he's basically Gable. His mini version Gable. Of him. Is he not?
Gable.
Buddy, he should totally do it.
Gable. That's the angle.
That's the angle.
Oh, my goodness.
He's the angle to the angle.
I won the title with a broken freaking foot. Yes.
We did it again.
Oh, my goodness. Mitch.
Next thing I wanted to bring up, Pat McAfee and his French. Fantastic. We haven't talked about the McAfee. I just want to say, I kind of like it. Where this guy finds the time to do everything he does, kudos to this guy. This guy must be the most organized dude in the entire world. And he knows a second language? It's pretty good.
You got to have a good handler.
Isn't that the truth? Okay, let's jump over to AEW real quick. Not, you know, nothing crazy, I'll be honest. Nothing too much to report there if you want the truth. Except one thing. The Hook and Jericho thing.
Just stop.
Please. I'm not, like, guys, it's torture. Can I be honest? It's absolute torture.
Yeah.
Jericho, I don't know who to blame here. Because Jericho, who's trying to mentor him, is trying to, like, get him up and running. He's like, I want to fight you, or I want us to work together, blah, blah, blah. And then you get Hook going, no. His no doesn't even sound right. He pushes Taz, Jericho does, and then all of a sudden you see him. It's almost like you see somebody pushing your dad and there's not even a reaction, like a natural reaction. It was weird. I'm not saying you had to go and fight him right away. It's just, guys, Hook, I've said it. He's got the look, no mic skills, and you know, his wrestling will get better, but you got to let, like a fine wine, you might just have to let him simmer and do his thing, Mitch, and let it wait.
Mitch, when you're pushing someone and you're in competition with another company, is this what's really drawing the eyes off one show to the other?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, they got to think a little bit business here.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
I
the
agree.
Swerve Strickland, Samoa Joe, I'm loving every part of this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great TV, good, yes. But here's a guy that you built up, but you're competing. Like, for crying out loud, you guys, like, there is at no point in time that I will ever switch the channel at this stage to be like, I got to leave one show because, guys, Hook's over there.
Yeah.
That's how they got to think. I know they're different days. I know they're different days. I'm just saying.
I agree. No, dude, I'll flip to something else. Like, with the NHL playoffs now starting, I'm sorry. AEW, if there's a game on, I might be flipping back and forth. And when Hook goes on, I will be flipping. I'm telling you right now.
There's just, like, he's out of his league. Like, he doesn't need to be with the heavyweights because it doesn't make sense.
Agreed.
International championship? All for it, man.
Sure.
Him with a Roderick Strong type deal? I could get behind me some of that.
But to your point, Roderick Strong is so much better in all capacities, but to give Hook more airtime.
And come on, with the O'Reilly and everything going on,
this is more
of what I want to see.
Exactly.
I mean, I want a little more Storm.
I need a little more Storm.
By the way, dream match.
Yes.
Who wins? Who do you cheer for?
What do you got?
Tony Storm.
Yeah.
Tiffany Stratton.
Oh my God.
Tell me.
You know what? Just because Tony Storm's got a better angle overall thing, I got to go Tony. But man, Tiffany is starting to win my heart.
Can they cross over?
Is there any way?
They're the same person.
Oh, so great.
They're just
She is great. And that moonsault. You know what? On two people? Well done. Well done.
Domino was watching. I go, watch this. She goes, oh my goodness, she's good. I'm like, yeah. That's why I've been calling out her name every time.
One quick thing. John Moxley shows up starting the show. Now we know where he was. He was over in Japan, and he ends up winning the, what did he win? The IWGP, IWGP championship. Is it a big deal or not a big deal? Like, I don't know what I think of this yet.
Okay, hold on. It is a big deal.
Okay.
But the thing is to our credit here, to the average fan, if you will, please explain to us why it's a big deal.
Right.
This is kind of the thing I have with AEW, is that AEW, in my opinion, is reserved for the fan of fans, right?
Right.
You're the person that loves the indies. You're the person that's loved wrestling in general, but you've also paid attention to these other things. So you knew about Ring of Honor. So Ring of Honor championships make sense. You knew about New Japan and all that. A lot of this makes sense. But when you're bringing new viewers in, a lot of this stuff doesn't make sense. So that title, you look and say, okay, you won one. Even Eddie Kingston's titles, like those are big deals.
Absolutely.
In the wrestling community. But if you're just tuning in, you're like, so I can't, because here's what. If I'm like, oh, I've just been a WWE diehard my whole life, here's this other wrestling thing, I can't keep track of all these belts.
That's what I'm saying. There's two. AEW has to stay in their own lane right now and take care of themselves, okay? Then you can start incorporating the ROH and this, because to your point, way too many. I mean, there's a belt for the six-man tag. There's a belt for, in ROH, the TV champ. There's one for the blah, blah, blah.
Six-man, trios,
too many,
international,
too many.
Yeah, triple header, guys. Triple crown.
No, I don't like it.
Two times
like
the Sunday, international, transcontinental, southern border. What's next? The Stanley Cup? Bring the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Now, the IWGP, I know, is a big belt. Okay, but we're still trying to love Samoa Joe to the full capacity that he is.
Yeah.
You know, just don't worry about that stuff right now. The other belts, right? One last thing, AEW, before we get to the alternate scenario. Orange Cassidy. If, you know, I'm just going to say this. He was part of the best friends group. Well, if I have best friends that act like that.
Excuse me?
Then I don't need any enemies. You know, Trent, I don't know what your problem is, but I'm going to tell you this. I like what's happening here. I like it a lot.
He's Trent out of shape and he Beretta changes attitude.
And his mom, Sue, can I just throw this out? After he's done with the Orange Cassidy thing, Christian and Trent.
Listen.
I'm just saying. This is made. It's right there.
Roll it out, Mitch.
I'm rolling
roll
it out.
Roll it out. Again, what do we know?
I'm just saying.
What do we know?
You could have even went by to the that way, angle. Yeah.
Okay, I know Mercedes Moné is injured.
Right.
Right? And I know they're waiting.
Sure.
But over or under, who wrestles first, Cody Rhodes or Mercedes Moné?
Oh, Mercedes for sure. 100%. There's not even a question. Okay. All right, we're off to the alternate scenario.
Ooh.
With the upcoming WWE draft, who would be your number one pick, both for the men and women's division?
It's very simple for me.
Oh, no. Please tell me it's not.
Cody Rhodes won! For me, it would be, all jokes aside, I know you said Cody Rhodes. Actually, you know who I would go?
Okay.
I'd go all Judgment Day because they impressed me.
Really?
I'm Damian Priest, one.
Yeah.
And I'm Rhea Ripley, if she wasn't injured, one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Rhea Ripley, since she's out, I mean, here's my thing with it. It great call because it's kind of like taking an 18-year-old in the draft. Do you want to play him right away or are you okay with them simmering on the thing and you have them in your draft? We'll go with the active roster as of right now.
Fair enough. Okay.
I will take on the women's division. See, I wanted to go Charlotte Flair and I can't do it. Damn it. Okay, give me Bayley. I'll take the Bayley. And then in the men's division, I'm going to take, I was going to take Seth Rollins. Give me CM Punk.
Oh.
Give me the CM Punk.
Because
he's going to bring it. My second overall pick would be Logan Paul. Just throwing that out there.
Amazing.
Here's another one. AEW Dynasty pay-per-views tomorrow. Swerve versus Samoa. Who wins?
I think it's about time Swerve takes it now.
I think it's time. But are they ready?
They got nothing to lose at this point.
I couldn't agree more. And it's a good... Hey, you know what? Talk about finishing a story.
The only thing is, I hope to God.
Yeah.
If Adam Page comes down and ruins it for Swerve so they can have another feud, AEW, I might be gone for a while.
I couldn't agree more. Okay? I'll let you know. If you end up leaving, I'll do the heavy lifting. But yeah, I agree. There's been some chatter about MJF coming. Liv Morgan went on the Nets this week and kind of dropped a little bit of a bomb. I'm hearing too much of it. Thoughts? Will he or will he not?
You can't help but hear the noise. He will. It's just when.
We've been tagging the whole time. They're quiet tags. Last one. Tony Schiavone went on the internet. I don't know if you saw this. He did like a podcast in his basement. He's wearing a Batman shirt. His dog's like running around in the background. He said that it was an overreaction to how he acted when the footage came out of what happened in the pay-per-view, the CM Punk scenario. Is he lying or not lying?
Liar, liar, pants on fire, hanging off the commentary wire.
You know you got caught.
Yeah, you got caught, Tony. You got caught.
That's it. There it is. That's the alternate scenario for the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, thank you very much, everyone. Again, Berkey, thanks for your comments. GW Joe, thank you for the opener. Thank you for all the GWO. Thank you for all of you that listen, and we truly appreciate it. And the kind comments. Again, we can't thank you enough. Humbly speaking, thank you very much. We just try to put out as best content as we can for McGuire on Wrestling, which drops tomorrow, which I'm always looking forward to as well. ACT, MOW, McGuire on Wrestling, wherever you're streaming your podcast, search for the merch. And look, I think we got to call it a week, ladies and gentlemen.
Cheshire!
Tiffany!